CBA Mobile.
4CBA KF4 NXY. Well, you been playing tennis, Dave?
No, I've had other things going on. but I did get the pole driven in the ground, but and I made the thingamabob that you have to actually hook wires up to the antenna. It doesn't take up PL259 or anything like that. So so you have to pull that, you have to cut about 2.5 inches off the, coax, and it's RG58 coax, so it's not the big stuff, and then you have to make a little opening in the, the ground wire, you know how it's all meshed together. You have to make a little opening in there without cutting the wire, and then you pull the center lead through that opening. And that was fun. But other than that, the rest of it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I imagine you had to hook the braid up to another part of it.
The braided part and the other center lead get their own connector, and so I haven't done that yet, but that'll be the easy part, and then I'll make sure it's all watertight and everything. So. And then the other end of it has a PL259, which I'll screw into my isolator box, and then I'll screw my coax, which is a RG8 with solid copper center lead. Boy, that stuff is stiff. Woo! And, then once I get all that hooked up to the antenna, then it'll be ready to go. I just have to, put the stuff on the antenna roughly 2 inches apart. Some of them are a little less, some of them are 2 inches, but it covers 6 bands.
I think you got it all figured out, so you're gonna run the ground radios.
Now, eventually, I don't have them yet, so I'm gonna try it without them, but I'll probably wind up using them. And the neat thing is, on the instructions, it shows you how you can two different patterns of zigzagging. So. Yeah, you can get the length you need for each band, what length to cut, for each band. So like 10 meters is the shortest radials, and then, and then you put the others, you cut them to specification using 14 gauge braided wire.
Sounds good. Sounds like you're getting it all together. Get it all hooked up. Maybe we can do a little local test. I don't talk on my HF much. I usually just listen, so I don't know how well it'll work up, as close as we are, but we can give it a shot sometime.
Please. 4CBA.
4CBA, this is KQ. KQ4. Hello, this is Tal. I've talked to you before. It's been a while. I have a question. I have just recently purchased a ICOM 2730 Bravo unit, and I'm just curious, does it have HF capability? And if so, what's the technician license allowed to transmit on, if any, on that frequency?
You said you have a ICOM 2730. I've got one of those. I'm talking on it right now. It's a 2 meter 440 crossband repeater, if you so choose. So it doesn't cover the HF band.
The second part of my question, technician license, are we allowed to do any HF or no?
Probably got it to go into max air and just appreciate that.
Battery died on my other radio. I had to switch batteries real quick. I'm using the handheld Baofeng, of course. So I think my question was mounting this to a vehicle. I'm not in possession of it yet. I've got my buddy programming it for me for all the challenges. Obviously, the black wire is ground wire. It goes directly to the chassis, and the red wire, can you mount it? Can you wire that to the battery itself?
The red wire goes to positive, black to negative, and what kind of vehicle are you hooking it up to?
Pod Suburban 2500 four-wheel drive.
Well, you don't have to worry about the new ones. I have been told by the guy that told me was the service manager at the dealership, and he said the new ones, the new vehicles that have the where they'll stop. Stop you if you're going to rear end somebody, even without your cruise on. He said if you disconnect the battery, you will wind up at the dealership. You have to take it to the dealership and let them do it. So they would have to hook your radio up. Isn't that just I don't even know what to say about that.
I don't have a necessarily new one with the avoidance collision system. I'm thinking maybe just unscrew the bolt that goes for the alternator and wiring the ground wire to that, since it would be direct connection to the chassis. Would that be sufficient enough?
I was watching to see if this lady was going to get hit. She was turning left, and then she decided to go straight, and there was a car right beside her going straight. So I just wanted to see. They missed each other. I wouldn't hook anything to the alternator. You just need a good ground. And there should be a ground wire connected to the fender apron there somewhere. A smaller one, and that's really all you need, because you're not running a tremendous amount of power, with that thing. 50 watts, I think, the most it'll put out. And you may be able, it just depends on the battery post, you may be able to, just unscrew a bolt and hook your, have an eyelet or a U-shaped connector and just slide it over that bolt and then tighten it back down, and that way you're not really disconnecting the battery.
The reason I asked it, because the particular test I had to take, one of the questions was about the connection on a mobile. So, I mean, go figure, right? It said direct the ground to the chassis. So, I mean, that was part of one of the questions. That's the reason I asked.
I mean, the best ground you're going to find on a car is the battery. I mean, if it's not grounding well, then you're going to have some problems. You're going to have, I've seen batteries arc and blow up. I've seen it where they wouldn't start, and you can twist the battery cable and end of the wire, and it'll make connection and start up. It's just crazy. Both battery connections need to be pushed all the way down to the bottom of the to the top of the battery. I've seen so many, even on car shows, I've seen them like that. I mean, these people are supposed to be professionals, and see a battery, the post gets bigger as it goes down. So that's why you want to push that, say it's a round post, you want to push it down all the way. You don't want to use one of those green and red things under it. I know this helps to, slow down the acid buildup if you have that problem, but and that's another story, but you don't want that on there because it won't allow you to push the cable in all the way down on top of the battery, and you need it all the way down so it gets a good grip. And once you tighten that thing down, you should not be able to turn it with your hand. You should be able to grab hold of that thing and it not go anywhere. So, and I can't stress that enough. And the battery needs to be, I used to work on cars. I was a master tech. So the battery needs to be bolted down too. If a battery slides around in the battery tray, it'll shorten the life of the battery.
Hey, David, are you still around? If so, feel free to jump in and talk about this too. I mean, I definitely understand what he's talking about here.
So I'm listening. I did not know that about needing having the terminal all the way down on the battery. That's new information for me, and I'm glad I heard it. So I'm just gonna sit here and listen, y'all. If y'all keep on with it, I'll be here. KF4NXY.
Yeah, I understand the battery concept. But like I was just saying, though, I mean, one of the questions on my test that I had to take to get my license was about making it actually to the chassis. And you're saying I can actually, instead, if I need to, just go to the battery. Is that correct?
And you can hook it other places, but see, if, your engine's grounded to the battery and to the chassis, and There's a bunch of grounds and running here and there, and if one of them has a weak place where it's not making real good connection, then and you're hooking it to it, to that wire or somewhere down the line, then you're gonna get what it's doing. And it may not be doing real good. So that's why I just go straight to the source. I've always hooked my radios straight to the battery. And they come with, I think, two sets of fuses. They even put a fuse on the negative now. So, if you hook it up backwards, it blows that fuse. So it doesn't blow up the radio.
I think I'm going to have to probably order a few more fuses because mine only came with one. To be honest with you, it only came with one fuse. So, I'll probably have to end up ordering some of them just in case, just to protect my radio.
So, really all you need, as long as you protect them, especially out under the hood there, you put some wire loom around them and tape that on there so it doesn't slide around. You could just put a fuse somewhere in line between the battery and the radio and on the positive side, and that's really all you need. But I would definitely use some wire loom under the hood. It's not so much necessary when you get in the car. Unless that wire's running over a place where it's going to be rubbing against some metal. Usually, like mine's laying on the insulation between the carpet and the sound deadening stuff. So, there's no really, I would be surprised anyway if you had any problem with that.
as an 11th electrician for 11 and a half years, I get the whole electricity concept part of it, but the antenna, believe it or not, I'm actually literally running through my rear door from my antenna wire to my radio at the moment that I'm talking on. And I mean, it works, obviously, and it's not being crimped or crushed in any way, but I'd like something less conspicuous, and I don't want to have to do any drilling if I can avoid it. What would you recommend?
What kind of vehicle are you driving again? You said it's Suburban?
It's 2595 four-wheel drive.
Well, you've got the hood that you could use, like a, what do they call it, a trunk lip mount antenna, and, you just put it on the other side away from the FM, AM, FM antenna, if you have one, if your vehicle's old enough for that. I can't remember when they quit doing that. You can put one on the bumper, you could use the mag mount and put it on the roof if you wanted to, if you got the clearance and you're not parking in a garage or something.
I actually have it on the roof, and it's right in the center of the roof as much as I can center it, and it's a mag mount diamond antenna. And what I'm doing is I'm literally bringing it through the rear door where the jam is, the door jam is, and I'm bringing it down as close as I can to my driver's seat and underneath the seat up and around. So that's basically the setup I got here. It's supposed to be 12 foot, but I think it's a little bit shorter than that, to be honest with you.
I've done that, and it works well. And now the wire is so tiny, the coax is a lot smaller than it used to be. Well, listen, I got to jump out of here. I'm sitting in the driveway. My wife just came out here and looked at me because I got supper in the car here. And she wants to know why I'm not pulling in the garage and getting out, so I guess I better run. Anyway, 73 style, KP4, CPA.
Boss man's calling, you better answer that call. It's good talk to you, I appreciate it, your time. And David, if you might have any suggestions on the other questions I had, so feel free, please.
Y'all have a good afternoon. I'll catch you later. KF4NXY.
KQ4LOO will be standing by. Thank you both for your time.
I will be glad to help when I can. The fella you was talking to knows a whole lot more about cars than I ever will. So. Yeah, but I imagine he had some pizza he needed to get on in the house before it got cold. So, anyway, have a great afternoon. I'll talk to you later. KF4NXY.
KN4KWA, mobile monitoring.
You said KF4KQA. This is KF4NXY, David.
This is Charles, Kilo November 4, Kilo Whiskey Alpha. Just checking to see if this radio is making it to the repeater.
Yes, sir, you're definitely making it real strong. I don't want to sound critical, but the audio even seems a little hot.
Stinks. Yeah, I'm north of Traveler's Rest coming down. I imagine the signal will just get better after this.
I don't think it's really the signal. The modulation, the mind gain, if you've got I might gain control on your radio, maybe, you know, where you, when you get somewhere where you can, you know, access it and turn it back a few notches, I think it would do a little better.
When I stop, I'll get the book out and see what I can find. This is an old Jesu. It's probably 10, 15 years old, so I hadn't done anything to it in a long time.
I got a really old Jesu. I loaned it to a new ham, and I guess he's still using it, but and I'm on a little newer Jesu mobile I got hooked up in here in the house, but that's kind of what I've gone to over the last several years has been the Jesu stuff. I've got a Kenwood from way back, well, a couple of little Kenwood, but anyway, yeah. Your last transmission, I think, was a lot better. I don't know if maybe you moved the microphone a little further away or what, but it sounded a lot better.
About 6 inches from my face. Maybe that'll help.
Oh, sir, that's perfect now. No complaints at all. And you know, my comments were not meant to be a complaint. It was, you know, just kind of trying to, you know, give you a signal report.
Oh, I most definitely appreciate it. And this is, I just put this in the RV. It used to have it in my house, so I'm not real familiar with the radio on the road. So, but anyway, I appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, glad to do it, and good to hear you on the air. You know, now that you got it in the RV, and yeah, moving around, and I think it'll do fine. Don't know what kind of antenna setup or anything, but it's definitely doing it good for you. Yeah, I'll let you go, and maybe somebody else will jump in here. Have a good afternoon. KF4NXY, David here. Be clear on your final.
XY, KN4KWA, 73.